Good morning, and thank you for holding, and welcome to Grupo México Transportes' fourth quarter earnings conference call. With us this afternoon is Mr. Fernando López Guerra, Mr. Alberto Vergara, Mr. Jorge Márquez, and other executives who will discuss the financial performance of the company during the fourth quarter 2024 results, giving you a summary of the latest news, and address any questions you may have at the end of the call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that information disclosed on today's call may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's results and prospects, which are subject to risk and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially, and the company cautions not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. Grupo México Transportes undertakes no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether because of new information, future events, or otherwise. The presentation may be followed through our webcast, but if you wish to ask a question during the Q&A session, you'll need to do so via phone call by pressing *11. A copy of the slides that the company will be reviewing today is available on the website at gmxt.mx. I would like to remind participants that your line must be on listen-only mode until the question and answer session. Now I'll pass the call to Alberto Vergara. Please proceed.
Welcome everyone to GMXT fourth quarter 2024 earnings conference call. For this quarter, I would like to highlight an increase in volume of 5.5 in loads compared with the fourth quarter 2023. Consequently, an increase in revenue of 10% and an EBITDA of 6.2 billion pesos. GMXT operations continue to focus on gaining market share against trucking and improving our operational efficiency, which it can be achieved through our capital investment program. Additionally, we are glad to inform you that this quarter a 50 peso cent dividend per share has been authorized by our board. Now I will pass the presentation to Jorge Márquez for commercial information.
Thank you, Alberto. Welcome everyone. Our income for the fourth quarter increased by 8.7% compared to 2023, totaling 15.1 billion pesos. Volumes were also up by 5.5% in cars, 1.2% in net ton kilometers relative to the previous year. This was spurred by strong results in the agricultural and intermodal sectors. We also have a positive exchange rate effect from our dollar-denominated rates of 5.9%. Overall, we sustained growth in volume and earnings despite border complications caused by the migrant crisis and a decrease in velocity. Next slide, please. Thank you. We had three segments with double-digit income growth, beginning with intermodal, which we saw a rise of 26% compared to last year's fourth quarter. This is mainly due to cross-border market share gains and recovery in domestic routes in both Mexico and the United States. The second segment was agricultural, with a surge of 24% compared to the previous year due to an increase in grain shuttle trains from the U.S. The third one was chemicals and fertilizers, with a growth of 13%. Propelled by the import of fertilizers for local crops and increasing volume for a new chlorine plant. Other segments with medium growth were cement with a rise of 3% due to additional volume for a new terminal, and automotive with a growth of 3% compared to the previous year. This was mainly due to inventory releases and longer routes. Moving on to the sectors that had a negative result in earnings relative to last year's fourth quarter. First is metals with a decrease of 4% due to a reduction in scrap metal and finished product demand. Then there's industrial with a reduction of 5% owing to a down cycle in new railcar demand. Third is minerals with a decrease of 8%. Owing to the shutdown of one of the mines we serve. and Fortis Energy with a decline of 14% affected by a track blockade that we experienced in October. That impacted our fuel oil and refined products rate. Thank you. I will now turn it back to Alberto Vergara, our CFO, for the financial review.
Thank you, Jorge. Revenues for the fourth quarter were 15.3 billion pesos, a 10% increase quarter to quarter, and 60.6 billion pesos and 77.5 year over year. The operating costs in the fourth quarter increased 12% and 13% accumulative at the end of the year, which will break down on the next slide. The administrative costs of the quarter include profit sharing provision, resulting in an increase of 5.7% and 8.2% in accumulative terms. The other expenses quarters were 13 million pesos and 68 million pesos income for the year. Totaling an operating cost of 9.1 billion pesos for the quarter, 11.8 higher than fourth quarter 2023, and 13.5 higher compared over year. The fourth quarter EBITDA is 7.5 higher than the fourth quarter 2023, and almost flat in accumulate for the year. However, a reduction in margin of 90 basis points for the quarter and 310 basis points for the year. Net income this quarter record 2.1 billion pesos, an increase of 11.7 quarter over quarter, and 8.9 billion pesos for 2024, a 3.8 increase year over year. The earnings per share reported are 49 pesos cents for this quarter and 2.03 pesos for 2024. Please go to the next slide. Cost breakdown. During the fourth quarter, we continued facing some migrant issues, which caused a drop in train speed and has affected our cost structure, which include an increase in labor cost by 217 million pesos, a car hire increase by 70% with an increase of 205 million pesos in fleet cost. The fuel cost increased 156 million pesos against last year, mainly attributable to a 60% higher diesel price. 154 million pesos increase in load and unload cost due to higher volume in containers and cross-docking. Additionally, due to immigration situation, there was an increase of 104 million pesos to reinforce the security of our trains, and a 69 million and 17 million pesos for higher maintenance and other minor costs. Please turn to the next slide. The average train speed was 2% lower, but the dwell time got a 6% positive decrease, resulting in a 4% increase in car velocity. Likewise, the cruise time was down by 5%, and the average length of the trains increased by 7%, achieving trains of 108.77 meters. The gross ton per train of 5,819 tons is 4% higher than 4% than the last year. Please go to the next page. The GMXT Board of Directors has authorized a 2025 CAPEX program of $410 million to be deployed in the following projects: $244 million for maintaining and improving the rail track and equipment, $82 million in infrastructure, reconfiguration of yards, lightening, and siding on an intermodal terminal in Fort Pierce. The remaining $83 million in projects, which allow GMXT to continue improving its service as well as optimizing the performance of our productivity indicators. In the last slide, we will we are looking at our outlook for the next year, we are increasing in 5%-6% in volume and in revenue growth, in line with the CapEx deployed in 2024, and $110 million for new CapEx program for this year. After these remarks, I would like the operator to open the question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And as a reminder, to ask a question, simply press star 11 on your telephone to get in the queue. To remove yourself, press star 11 again. One moment while we compile the Q&A roster. Again, that is star 11 if you do have a question. One moment for our first question, please. From Andres Aguirre with GBM. Please proceed.
Hello, guys. Thanks for the call and congrats on the results. Given the current situation, have you had any discussions with government about ways to address operational challenges related to migration? And also, could you share some of the strategies you've implemented, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Andres. No, we're not seeing as many migrants trying to go to US as the last year. This is a situation that we have been working with the federal government in order to control the flow of the migrants. So we are very tight working together with the federal government and this SEDENA and the Guardia Nacional in order to control the situation. So we are not looking to the future to this be a problem.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. One moment for our next question, please. And it's from the line of Alan Macias with the Bank of America. Please proceed.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the call. Just a question on your exposure to metals, and it's 5% of revenue, but can you give the breakdown for aluminum and steel? Thank you.
Hi, Alan. I don't know how much more detail you need in the answer. The metals business unit is 5%, and the mineral business unit, it's 8%. They go hand in hand because metal is the finished product, and mineral is an inbound raw material necessary along with some other stuff. So it would be helpful to look at them combined. So if that was the case, then we're talking about 13% of our portfolio of business.
Thank you. And just on margin, what is your expectation for this year? Is there an opportunity to have margin expansion? Thank you.
We have essentially our portfolio of business is half with long-term contracts where the contracts have expressly in writing what the yearly price increase is, and we have spot volume where we have historically applied the cost increase recovery factor is well known by our customer base. There's usually, with rare exceptions, there's usually no pushback, and we have applied both of those. Contracts were applicable, and the yearly cost recovery factor. We have also applied, with rare exceptions, is between January and February that we apply those cost recoveries. Therefore, we're essentially done with that program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, simply press *11 to get in the queue. Our next question is from the line of Alfonso Salazar with Scotiabank. Please proceed.
Thank you. I have two questions. The first one is related to something that you comment in the press release. You say that the CapEx that you are expecting to deploy in 2025 will allow for better coexistence in the places where you operate. I just want to understand what this coexistence means. Is this related to public transportation service, or just to if you can clarify what you mean by that? The second question that I have is any comments on how the Transismic project is being integrated to your operations, or how is it going in terms of freight transportation? What are your expectations for this new line? Any comment would be very, very appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Alfonso. For the first question that you asked us, we are making investments in order to as you say, a very consistently. How does that mean? That allow us to run the train in the way that they don't arrive late to their destiny. Also, we are investing in the system that will allow us to make a better program for the trains. To have more trains, more cars on the train, with the specific equalization for the diesel consumption, and also to reduce our dwell for the cars. So we're making investments in systems that will help us to allow this. No? And in the second question that you asked us about the fit, for us is the same. We're not seeing any change right now in the way that we are operating with them. We are getting with this part of Mexico with the customers, and we are moving the cars from and to Coatzacoalcos and that area, no? For this is a seamless operation right now.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay, one moment again for our next question. And it's coming from the line of Pedro Ceballos with Dalton Investments. Please proceed with your question.
Good morning. Thank you for the conference call. On the press release, on the presentation, you alluded to energy being one of the main negative variations. Would you mind expanding and telling us what exactly the blockade that affected refined and fuel oil freight, what that incident was, and if it's resolved at this stage, please?
Sure, Pedro. When we were doing reconstructive maintenance in a tunnel in the border of Puebla and Veracruz, I don't know how familiar you are with the geography of Mexico, but two neighboring states in the southeast of the country. are connected, rail, our rail is connected by a tunnel. As we were doing the reconstructive maintenance of the tunnel, which is regular work, there were protesters that wanted stuff that the government hadn't provided, and according to their story, it was owed to them along the lines of water and stuff like that. When that happens, they block our line. When that happened in October, they blocked our line for about, it must have been 10 days. They blocked the line for 10 days. And one of the main users of that tunnel was a customer of ours transporting fuel oil to Coatzacoalcos. So we lost a few days of that traffic, which is significant, and that was the main variation of the energy business unit, and that's why it fell as presented.
And that situation has been addressed, is resolved at this stage?
Yes, we're providing regular maintenance to this tunnel. It was addressed and resolved in October. We restarted the service and very successfully.
Okay, thank you. Can I ask a second question?
Please continue.
Okay, on the guidance outlook, volume growth 5 to 6%, and revenue growth the same 5 to 6%. So why is the pricing so muted?
Yes, Pedro. No, this revenue growth is in dollars, so in pesos will be much higher than this. Remember that we have this 50% of our revenue dollars. So we are seeing a good year ahead. We think that some segments will be recovering for the last year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, if you do have a question, press star 11 to get in the queue. Our next question is from Leonardo Lopez with Kronos Capital Management. Please proceed.
Thank you very much. Congrats for the results. My question is if you're going to break down the income for each of the subsidiaries. Thank you.
Sorry, could you please repeat, Leonardo?
Oh, yeah. My question is if you're going to break down the income for each of the subsidiaries. Thank you.
No, we don't do that. We don't break the subsidiaries, the income.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And as I see no further questions in the queue, I will conclude the Q&A session and program for today. Thank you all for participating, and you may now disconnect.